From WSHU Public Radio, this is Capitol Avenue. I'm Ebong Udama, WSHU's senior political reporter.
And I'm Tom Kuser, WSHU's Morning Edition host.
In this podcast, we try to make sense of local and national politics and events by talking to the people who are directly involved.
This episode is a little bit different. It's about a documentary film called Newtown from filmmaker Kim Snyder. For 3 years, Snyder followed several of the families of those killed in the Sandy Hook school shooting, as well as some town residents. Ebong reported for WSHU and NPR from Newtown on December 14, 2012. That's when 20 first graders and 6 educators were killed. What you will hear is a conversation between Ebong and Snyder about her film. Snyder says she was drawn to the project by friends who had connections with the faith community in Newtown.
I really went very reluctantly that first time up to Newtown, maybe 5 weeks after the tragedy, and timidly started to sort of explore. I don't come from news. I come from long-form documentary. And I started to forge relationships with some of that community, including with Reverend Matt Krebin and Father Bob Weiss. Of course, Father Bob was really shouldering so much burden, having buried 8 of those 20 children. And I got to know him, and I just started to develop these relationships and do some interviews and start to film. And little by little, I started to see that maybe there was some merit in doing something that the news couldn't, that could be constructive or important, and important maybe to the town as well.
There were 3 families that you followed closely: the Bardens, the Hockleys, and the Wheelers. How did that come about? How did they open up to you? Because it was a difficult time for them.
Well, honestly, the first 8 months that I was up there a lot, I didn't think I was going to make a film with any of the families of loss. I really felt so sensitive to their privacy. I didn't go up with lists. It was very organic. Somebody would introduce me to somebody. And as I said, I started to conceive of it as a look at the whole community. So for me, I met the faith community. I was then introduced to some town leadership. I was introduced to the educator community. So the parents weren't right away.
David Wheeler was kind of interesting because you actually saw transitions. What determined the times that you would come in and they'd allow you in? Because this is a 3-year project that you were involved with.
Nothing was particularly analytical. And I can be analytical, but this was so not that. It was very intuitive, and it was very much a lot of off-camera conversations. And it was really, for me, as much a story about community, about human connection, and resilience. So I personally felt that as much as it was important to somehow acknowledge the horror of what had happened, that it was important to maybe show some of the dignity and the uplift of what human, you know, it was really about human resilience and what people are capable of under the worst circumstances. And so I had enormous respect. Obviously, Newtown is 28,000 people. There are hundreds of stories. This is just a few. And it was meant to be prisms, you know, through a few teachers, through a first responder, through the priest, and through several of these families of loss, to show a portrait of an entire community, which I felt like hadn't really been done around this issue of gun violence and the fallout and what it looks like for a community to have to try to pick up the pieces and move on. But to answer your question, it was, I think the biggest challenge is that we all, you know, grief as a universal human experience is something that doesn't have a natural story arc. There's no simple beginning, middle, and end. And as you know from the film, in fact, part of the point was not to sugarcoat the fact that there's some neat package of closure.
That really struck me because I know that you are an advocate. You have a point of view. But it didn't seem as if there was a call to action at the end.
Yes, I think that we certainly want to have people sit with the film. I wanted to create a visceral experience and something that was emotional, that people could walk away, feel a lot, think a lot, and then be inspired if they should choose to act in any number of ways.
The families, have they seen this documentary?
The families who participated in the mill, yes, they have all seen the film more than once, and obviously incredibly courageous and difficult for them to sit through more than once. And the other families of loss have all been given an opportunity to see it either privately or collectively. You know, what I've learned, and I think what we all know, is grief works so differently. It's so individual. And what is good for one person in their process might not be for another. But as I said, I think a lot of people are finding uplift, including people I know in town.
In Newtown itself.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
Well, thank you so much, Kim Snyder. Really appreciate your coming in to WSHU.
Thank you so much for having me.